Blog Talk Radio.
And we are on go. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Consciousness Shift. My name is Nicole Tomasini, and today we are talking about automatic writing. I am joined by my co-host, Gwen Barry, who, with this lovely new Skype, couldn't be Skyped in, so she's going to call in a minute. And we are also joined by Diane Mallett, my good friend and psychic reader. And Diane is calling in old school style, so she is here. Hi, Diane.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
I sure can. Yep.
Awesome. I'm excited. This is a great topic.
Yeah, we're psyched for it too. We thought we went around the... Well, anyway, it's just Skype business. So let's get right to it while we're waiting for Gwen. And it's funny, she said a good way to start talking about automatic writing would be for us to share our travels in the area that we've been doing so wholeheartedly lately. I'll just set it up and then you can knock it down, Di. Diane and I are... we've been going on journeys, like so many of us, and looking into our past and cleaning up our present so that we can make for a wonderful future. And we've been going through our old journals and seeing some of the same themes, as well as doing some creative writing with Gwen and testing our hand at automatic writing together. So... here's Gwen. Gwendolyn, are you there?
No, this is a listener.
Oh, okay, very good. Did you want to contribute or just listen?
Well, I'm not sure what your show's about, so I can just listen.
Okay.
I'll push the one, though, if I have a question or something to contribute.
Okay, great. Sounds good. So, So Diane and I have been working with different ways of automatic writing. Do you want to pick it up there before I get into what we did specifically the other day?
Absolutely. I think certain people just have a knack for automatic writing and they don't know it, and other people can definitely learn how to do it. So it's a skill that anybody can do. So I look back, I think I learned automatic writing from Nicole 20 years ago because she was the one who introduced me to journal writing. I don't think I kept a journal until I met Nicole. So 20 years later, we have a bazillion journals, and it was just so happens we've been looking through everything. And that morning that we decided to do the automatic writing, I came across, and it's kind of like a ritual, I guess, and to do automatic writing. And they set it up, so there were some tools that you needed to do it. And I called Nicole, explained that we were going to check it out. And
we did this on Skype. I think that's important to write. You don't have to be together for this to work. You know, technology's
oh,
right
absolutely.
There. So go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we're all connected with energy. So, I mean, if you're in Australia and your friends in New York, you can absolutely do this still because you're connected, you know, and we're all connected vibrationally. And what the purpose of automatic writing is to connect with your guides, gods, angels, or your hierarchy, your council, you know, everybody has a council, everybody has an angel, everybody has a guide. And sometimes we find our place and we just want to know some answers to something that's pressing us at that time. So this is a great tool to get some of those pressing questions answered.
So
what they do is they recommend working, just setting up your space, your ritual space. So throughout the week, kind of knowing what your question might be, who you want to ask. So you meditate on that. They recommended a couple tools to bring, obviously a great pen, great piece of paper. They a spell candle. It was a yellow spell candle, and that would just designate kind of the time that you're going to do the spell work for. So that's something to have on hand. And I wanted to talk about this too, because when I read it again this morning to kind of see what the spell included, it said that you had to put Argamon, I think that's what it was, on the candle. So I looked it up, what that was, because I had no clue what that was, and I certainly know we didn't do it. But what it is it's using like a musk-type scent, which is kind of interesting because both Nicole and I chose to use one of Gwen's oils to set the scene. So there's no wrong to this. Whatever you're doing, your instincts will take you to the right place. With, you know, to set yourself up and be comfortable in your surroundings, you call on the four corners for protection. And it recommended to light some clove. And this is an interesting fact, that clove will get into the dark recesses of your memory. So a lot of the answers or questions that we have are ones that we can answer ourselves, and it's ourselves and our guides. So the clove is going to bring you back into who you are and answer your own questions from within. They also wanted you to have a little frankincense and myrrh. Myrrh, what that does is just calms you and puts you in a trance-like state. So that's a use for myrrh, and you can get myrrh at any one of your basic psychic shops or wherever they sell incense, you know. So I used a candle. I actually have a candle that's a combination of frankincense and myrrh, the smell. And then frankincense was the other scent that we used. And frankincense, what that does is it opens the door to talk to the spiritual guides on the spiritual plane.
Well, and speaking of Gwen has now joined us here. So...
I actually called in on Skype from the Blog Talk Radio, listening to the page. Really, really confusing.
Wow.
But I guess if people have Skype, instead of adding them on now, Nick, you can have them call.
Yeah, we'll think about it. But technology. Using the scents, I mean, I just wrote off of Diane had all the goods with her, and I just sprayed the Kuan Yin, lit a candle, and, you know, rode the energy. So you can do it however you want to do it. So we did an interesting thing. We both wrote down a question that we had for ourselves, and then we didn't tell each other what the question was. And then we decided who we were going to connect in with for the answer, and we wrote each other's answer. So I answered her question, she answered mine, not knowing us what the question was, which I thought was a really great sort of fail-safe, and, you know, you're not being led in any, because that's really part of it. I think one of the biggest parts is getting out of the way enough and still having, you know, obviously your physical hand and mind going at the same time.
Wow. So, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge, because am I just writing what I want to hear?
Right.
Or really writing and connecting to my higher self? So we just were like, let's do a test.
Right. And it was really interesting. I mean, afterwards, you know, my message really resonated with me, and Diane's with her, and certain things that we wrote came up a lot during those times that we wrote for each other. So that was a really great, and also tuning in with a specific guide and saying, okay, I want to tune in with Metatron's energy or Kuan Yin energy. Anybody that, or even one of, you know, your guide named Sam, like whoever. And then I think just that attention helps us to connect in. What do you think, ladies?
Yeah.
Well, it definitely recommends to talk to someone you know. I mean, you don't want to draw in just any particular entity out there.
any who's a what's it. Yeah.
That's definitely key.
What's your experience with it, Gwen, with automatic writing?
To be really honest, I I kind of think that every time I write something that seems like I've hit the nail on the head with the work I do, it's a form of automatic writing. My guide's coming through me. As far as specific detailed automatic writing, the only time I can remember doing such a thing was when we were once in the back office at Daughters of Isis, and I remember Asa was there, Murphy was, and I, all of a sudden my mom just like jumped into me and started talking to my sister. And it was an incredible experience. And I can't begin to explain what happened, how it happened. There was no prior me calling her, nothing like that. It just happened spontaneously. And I was very conscious of what was going on, but I didn't really recall the conversation. The one thing I know is that my mom, while she was there, she reached over and wrote a few things. And though our handwriting is much the same, I could tell it was my mother's handwriting, not mine. And it was just a couple of phrases that she always used with me.
Wow. Go ahead, Di.
I was going to say that's exactly what it is. And that's an awesome story too. I mean, there's no like ritual around organized like automatic writing. So you just start writing and. But there's two things that you can do with automatic writing, and Gwen hit the nail on both of them in what she said, is that whenever she writes, she's doing automatic writing, so she's getting in touch with her deeper self, her highest self, and going within. And then the other part of it is to reach someone else. So those are the two ways that you use automatic writing, and it's a divination tool. So you either go within or without. So it's a perfect example doing both.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's been my experience with doing both. And in my most recent journal, a lot of times, it's the same kind of relaxation and going with the flow and relaxing your mind. But you are asking for your own inner guidance and saying, okay, and then just writing. And a lot of times what happens with me is you see where I'm writing and then something else steps in and answers, and then I ask and then it answers. And so it's like writing a conversation, whereas with just channeling one thing, you know, you really just surrender to whatever that thing has to say. And when the transmission is done, it's done.
It sounds very successful to do it that way.
There's also another thing, too, that's very much, it's automatic writing, and I learned about it this year. It's called three-way prayer, and it's such a cool thing, because what you do is amongst a group of people, so you can do this collectively, and anything more than two, we did it with two people, but you do it with a group of people. You meditate for 5 minutes or as long as you need to, like you set a timed goal. And you just, this is how you do, you just start flowing whatever words come into your head, whatever it is. You know, it could be what you're looking at, like house, tree, car. And then, like, you could write a sentence. Some people write poetry. Some people write something, you know, just anything that flows out. Just keep the pen moving, right? And then at the very end of the thing, you just go about and everybody reads their things. And you will find that some people are answering things that you need to hear at that time. So I can give you a perfect example, like when we did that at a group, and Nicole was looking for a design for her spirit therapy, NYC. So this one girl who always just comes up with, you know, things, sayings or words or whatever, she this time did a drawing, a doodle. She goes, I did this and this and this, and then I doodled this, and I don't know what it is. Well, what she drew was Nicole's
logo,
picture of her logo. to a T, almost. It was right there in front of me. And I was like, that's my friend's logo that you just drew.
Yeah, it's like the message comes in through many of us once it becomes known in the collective unconscious, becomes conscious.
Right. We were actually super excited because we wanted to do, like, we wanted Gwen in, we wanted her friend, we wanted to do a few people, but they... that night that we were doing it, but it was just us, so I guess that was just meant to be that way. So
well, I think you started out, the great thing to put out also is to do it with a group. I mean, the three of us, Gwen and Diane and I, along with our friend Zion, are basically Spirit Therapy NYC, the four parts. And so we want to do, and Gwen, by the way, we want to do a group Skype. I mean, Zion will be here with me and then you two on Skype, and we'll do another one, like a guided, and we can either do the same way, asking our own question and seeing who comes up with it, or also if you're working in a group for a group activity or business, you know, to intuit things that you need to know for the business together. And just that exercise, I think, will be wonderful because it'll bring us together. Not only physically, well, not really, but kind of, you know, with Skype, but also connecting in with whatever talks to us, you know, and bringing it as that community and this community, one big community.
Exactly. You're like enhancing the magic within us. So
right.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. And drawings, too. I mean, Zion does drawings, so I figured the three of us would do writings and Zion could do a drawing. So that's a nice way for people, you know, maybe some people aren't really big on writing, you know, any kind of drawing can also be an automatic drawing. I mean, it's so close to our natural creativity that it's all in the same flow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where does our creativity come from but the cosmos?
You know, there's one thing that I just want to bounce off of this. It just came into my head, so it's meant to be said, I guess, is that automatic writing actually takes a special form when you do automatic reading because there's a lot of questions that we need to be read, and how many times, and I don't know anyone who could say no to this, do you need something answered and you pull the book from the shelf and it practically opens up to the exact thing you need to hear at
yeah.
that very moment.
Yeah.
So whoever wrote that, when they wrote it, it was meant to be read. So that's automatic writing in its truest form. I mean, that's where it starts. And whatever we write today could be read by somebody in the future as well. Like, we don't know what our messages are, not necessarily always for ourselves.
And for right now. Good point. Good point.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I was thinking we could check in with our caller and see, since we've had a nice intro. Let's see. I didn't even catch your name, area code 916.
Hi, my name is Diana.
Hello, Diana.
Hi. Well, it's very interesting to hear you're all into automatic writing. I never really had the patience with it, so I switched from writing to automatic computer writing. And if I wasn't looking at what my hand was typing, it would come up with numbers like 555-111-444. You know, but it would give me the pattern of angel numbers. So I really do need to try to do some automatic writing. I think I'm being told go back to the pencil.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think you can do this on a computer as well, and that's another great resource because typing is another, I mean, especially if it's absolutely, you can do it on the computer.
And for people that don't know.
And I didn't even feel like I was typing numbers. I felt like my hands were all over the keyboard, and it came out as numbers.
Wow.
And then wow. Tell us, Diana, how did you discover that they were angelic numbers? Can you tell me a little more about that?
Oh, well, I'm a real spiritual person. A board certified holistic. I'm 61. I've been, was reading cards when I was in my 20s and pretty much buried it all so I could raise my children. And I stopped the flow. And it's kind of hard now. You know, everybody's growing up. It's kind of hard to get that flow actually coming back to where it would have been if I had just let it go.
Yeah.
But I just told my story.
Yeah,
well,
right.
I had a family that disowned me and gossip, and I'm crazy and I'm this and I'm that. And, you know, so I pretty much had to stop to raise children to be in the box for my family.
Yeah.
So that's my story in a nutshell, but I'm willing to try to do automatic writing again.
Yeah, well, because those angel numbers, I'll explain the angel numbers, those reoccurring numbers, 5555, 1111, you can look them up online and you see, like, what they mean, specific things, and they're also connected to, like, archangels and different things. But it's very much those repetitive numbers that the angels are trying to tell you something.
I don't know which number is connected to which angel. 111 and 555 have always been numbers that have been thrown at me throughout my life. So.
Wow.
Is there a specific angel that you're typically drawn to?
Oh, I've worked with a lot of them. During my nursing years, I was a nurse for 30 years. Of course, I was with Raphael, but I was with Archangel Michael even at 4. So I died at 4 and I came back. I was already asking people. I'm carrying a Humpty Dumpty and asking people if they could tell me what was wrong with them, because me and Humpty Dumpty could put them back together again.
So I
carried angels with me everywhere. I didn't call my names. It was like if I was in an accident, I would assign angels what to do. If I got stopped near a fire, I would call out the angels that work on fires. This is what you have to do now. So I directed angels throughout my whole life. And it just became a way of life. And I didn't really incorporate it into trying to get people to understand me. So I just kept it to myself. But I would talk out loud.
Truly blessed. Those angels are definitely there. And you just they're so happy that you're talking about it.
Wow.
Well, where did that noise come from? I don't have a computer thing on.
We're hearing some feedback. Are you walking, Di?
Yeah, I think I can just go back down a side street. That was just a car. Sorry about that.
Well, because Diane goes on walks and she lives also near the beach, and so a lot of times we get a lot of flow and good insights while walking. So it's probably a really good thing to point out. I've also toyed with the idea of doing, not instead of writing, like I guess you'd call it automatic speaking, because a lot of times I'm meditating in the bath, and until somebody comes up with, a waterproof pen and paper, you're kind of in there. And I was like, well, I could just speak it because, I could just say what I'm hearing. So maybe also if you're walking, if you're a spiritual walker, if you don't want to write, you could speak it. Has anyone tried that?
Someone recommended to me that when you get a thought, you put your thumb to your finger, your first finger, and then your second thought to your next finger, and then so forth into your pinky. And as you're getting thoughts, you touch your fingers together, and it actually records that memory in your head with the nerves. So when you get to your pen and paper, you get back into your meditative state, and you touch your fingers together, and then you can record that memory.
That's a good one.
That works. That'd be wonderful. I seem to forget what comes to me very quickly.
Yeah, me too. Right. Right. Yeah. That's a good one. Where are you located, Diana, in the world?
I'm in Southwest Florida. I was in California for 3 years, so I just got to town.
Nice. A lot of light workers down in South Florida there. That's where Gwen is. Cool.
What part of South Florida?
I'm in Lehigh. It's off of Fort Myers.
Oh, yeah. You're over on the west side.
Yes. I'm on the Gulf side.
Gulf side, yes.
Gulf side.
Well, you can drive straight across. You can watch the sunset here and the sunrise on the east, so get there before sunrise.
That's true. Or if you're in Key West, you can just, you know, toddle off to the other side of the street.
You guys, I have to tell you, on my walk, I'm standing in front of a car with the Florida license plate says the Sunshine State.
So they're saying hi to you. Where are you walking?
I'm in Massachusetts, and I have a lovely neighborhood. I love it. So.
That is so nice that you saw that plate. So they are saying hi. All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Your angels know I'm here. You're already talking to mine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
Wow. Yeah. Keep in touch, Diana. I mean, you're definitely a wise one among us. So, you know,
and you're not alone either. So I know that feeling. I've absolutely can empathize and identify with your story of knowing that the angels are there, seeing them and feeling them, and being separated from your family. I understand that because I've been through it myself. So you're definitely not alone in what you do.
I had to leave them after Mom died in 2010 in order to get back to my spirituality. It's like, even with my son, they're ready to put me in a straitjacket for being spiritual. But we don't need to talk about that because we're way over that. They've been forgiven and I've been forgiven. All the good spiritual work's been done. So I'll listen to what you guys are doing.
Nice. Awesome. All right.
Thanks,
Diana. So, well, your oils came up, Gwen, and you want to choose a few of your wonderful blends from Daughters of Isis that you feel would help the facilitation of getting in contact automatically?
With automatic writing?
Yeah.
My first inclination is to go to the Ceremonial or Tree of Life Sensual Alchemy Collection. And I think the initiation oil there would be a really great choice, but because it's a time of beginning something, and it helps to define boundaries too. And the five main oils before the Tree of Life oils that introduced the collection, I gave an archetypal presence to each one of them, and Helena Blavatsky is HPB is the one that I chose for initiation oil, and I think she's an excellent guide with automatic writing because she was very famous for it, and it brings a balance between mind and body and environmental harmony. And I think when you've got that going on, it allows you to step aside ego-wise and allow events to happen or allow your hand to be the tool of another, if you will. Initiation oil is angelica root, sandalwood, and frankincense with a little balsam.
Wow. I feel that blend.
also, going over to the witch oils, you can't go wrong with Dittany of Crete. because that is, well, it's a ritual divination herb, and it allows beginning work again with visionary and also defining symbolism. So I would think that that would be a really good choice too.
Oh, nice. You can feel them. I don't know if it's because I've been working with your oils for so long, but when you describe them, I can feel the energies of them. And they are. They feel like gateways, vortexes in a way, sort of openers.
They certainly, they match the ingredients of the spell work that was in the book instructions as well.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Boom.
They we had talked, but right before you got on, Glenn, there was they wanted us to use oh my gosh, I can't remember. I can't remember the name of it. I looked it up, couldn't even find it, but it was a scent like musk for Earth.
Oh yeah, I heard it.
And then the frankincense to connect with the spirit, and the myrrh to go within and get into that trance state.
You know what it's like, that, which is a lot like musk, but would be more facilitating, is agar wood, or they call it oud.
That's what it was, actually. It began with the letter A, and I couldn't remember what it was. I think it is agar wood.
Oud is
actually.
Yeah,
it actually was agar mite or something. That was the original form of it. So they were like, dip the candle in agar mite. So that's what I looked it up. And its origins are in the fossils of the deep sea. And it kind of smells like the sea in its pure form. And then it's been diluted a lot through the centuries in history because they don't really have it in its purest form anymore.
Right.
So it's become a little synthetic.
Oud is a very difficult scent to find that is actually decent. There is a company in New York and another one out in Oregon that creates an oud synthetic, which is a blend of essential oils. They still call it synthetic when it's a blend because it's a fragrance.
Right.
Yeah. I use that. But agar wood, you can find it. You can find it out there. It's just horribly expensive.
Huh. Oh. Well, and you can find Gwen's wonderful blends, her full catalog, quite extensive, at daughtersofisis.com. Yeah, wow. I mean, the sense, really, it's interesting working with the subtler senses. I mean, working with Gwen's oils for this many years, I realize now it was quite the gate opener to being sympathetic and understanding that world that's just beyond our physical. And I think that's exactly where this remote writing and automatic writing, these things are coming from. So, you know, opening these gateways, I think really, if you think about it, if more people on the planet did it, no matter what they did with the message, just the fact that more people are channeling, that's got to be super helpful for us connecting back in with our source.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I didn't lose connection.
Nope, you're there. Yeah, we were just having a moment of reflection. Yeah. So I'm thinking about the different things that are out there to channel, because Gwen and I were talking before the show, and she brought up Mercury. And at the moment, you were telling me that Mercury's magnetic field is 4 billion years old?
Yeah, I get the science update in my email. And every so often I get some stuff that just, okay, that makes sense. Absolutely.
Yeah, the super old communicator that we've always had this transistor planet right there. And I was saying, a lot of times in my meditation, I go into the cosmos and sometimes I tune in with planets or areas that I feel drawn to. And never have I thought to get together with Mercury. And the thought of it just made the top of my head tingle. And I thought of Thoth and Hermes and the scribes of God, Enoch.
That's the planet of communications. I'm surprised
right.
You didn't use it the first time.
I know. I missed the obvious so many times.
Well, here's another little tidbit. The orbiter that they sent to Mercury some years back that's been orbiting it and taking pictures crashed on it about a week ago, and I thought that was incredibly ironic.
Wow, we've crashed into Mercury.
Well, and it was a communication satellite essentially, so it was like, okay.
No wonder we're all streaming right now.
Right.
Last week we had a couple of blasts, whippets from the sun. So it's really out there, you know. It's really out there.
And we have a Mercury retrograde coming right now. So Mercury made a sudden move. Bam! Crash. Wow.
Diane, I want you to know I just sent you a really nice page on Ode in your Facebook messaging.
Oh, thank you. That's sweet.
Yeah. Nice. So yeah, let's talk for a second about what the different things are we can connect in with. I mean, thinking about writing down messages from a planet. I mean, didn't think of it until today, but you know, interesting.
One of the more successful things you can do is work with some flower essence formulas because they open all of those subtle fields for you before you begin. So if you're working with scent, it's a great idea to work with, you know, flower essences too that open all the subtle fields around you.
Yeah. It's flower essences because you take them under your tongue. You can also put them in the top of your head, but they're in there. The speakers.
Yeah. Yeah, you basically connect yourself with your flower essence, and before you apply it, you white light it and direct it with your intention for use. I have a bunch of them, but so do many companies out there that are just absolutely excellent too. And they, while automatic writing, I haven't seen that. In fact, while we're sitting here, I'm going to Google it. I know there's plenty of companies out there that provide formulas, probably maybe for automatic writing.
Specifically, yeah. Wow.
Well, I think one of the things to remember is what it, you know, we talked about at the beginning is you don't really need to go out and get anything special. This is something you could do right after the show, you know.
It's
great to be able to access all this stuff, but we actually have everything we need in front of us mostly. And it's just that space and time that we allow ourselves to connect with our inner selves or our angels or our guides. And that's really like, you know, it's awesome to set the scene and you get better and better. But I bet you'd find those things in your house just if you look around, too.
Yeah.
I love that when I do that. And the thing was just sit down, put the pen on the paper, and just even close your eyes at first and let the pen move.
Right.
And then if it starts to just make words, just write the words and just see what comes up. And one of the things that came up between Nicole and I was really interesting, and I'd love to just share this. This is hysterical. I go by a spiritual name, Magi, M-A-G-I, which is it's Dutch. It means magic. And at one point in my reading, Metatron said, "Hello, Mahi." and then in Nicole's writing, it was the same, she said the same exact thing. And neither one of us had talked about that name probably in what? What do you think, Nicole? Last time
it's not
that.
Something we discuss. Yeah. Okay. And your tattoo, I drew a star that I was like, and as I saw my hand drawing it, I thought, wow, this looks a lot like Diane's tattoo. But they took out the A. They were just saying Mahi, you know, Mahi. So,
but that's the pronunciation of it.
Right.
So
right.
It's just kind of interesting.
Yeah. I know, though. It's such a great moment. It's so cool when that happens. And I think the only thing that, like, really, I know what holds me back. You know, some of us are a little bit more control freaks than others. I'm learning to work with my inner control freak. But, you know, I'm like, well, I don't know. What are we going to talk about? Who's going to say anything? And what are we going to, why, you know? But every time I do it, you see exactly why. And it's great. And it's some of my favorite writings that I've done to go back and read, because it's so sort of universal yet specific. You know, without human moaning and groaning that we can do in our journals, as Diane and I found out. We're like, we are complaining about the same thing for years. Enough with this. I don't want to read another book of mine. This, you know. So maybe automatic writing is a good way to, you know, get it to more on the spirit tip, you know, different levels all the time. Go ahead, ladies. That just came out. So, were you going to say something, Gwen? I felt it.
Yeah, but I forgot.
Do the finger thing.
Do the finger tip.
Finger touch. Finger touch.
The finger touch.
Snap. Yeah. Snap. Oh, it's good.
Okay, never mind. Oh, man. Okay.
You're going to have the giggles.
I love that one. Okay.
Well, I want to ask, like, you know, who anyone has thought to automatic write, or has it been more about you know, whoever comes through? I don't know why it
you
needs
know
to be said.
What came to me right away was Aldous Huxley.
Oh,
and the way that he used to trip, he used to use LSD and in automatic write. Some of his best Doors of Perception. That whole book, I think, is a gift. But I do think certain writers have put themselves in that sense. You know, Edgar Allan Poe's writing, you know, he went into those dark recesses.
Mm.
There are plenty of books out there that are automatic writing, as in channeled works, that there's some pretty terrific, there's a lot of terrific stuff out there, but there has been some really terrific books written that have influenced just loads of people. One of my favorites is one called I Remember Union by Ava Magdalena. No, it's Flo Magdalena. I mean, I read this book like 18 years ago. It's a huge book, too. And it's the story of Mary Magdalene. She channels that completely. And her process for doing it was much like what you all are describing.
Mm.
There's saints out there that have channeled spirits as well. And they've read and they've written for the angels. And their works are, you know, definitely in the Vatican. I know that for sure.
Well, yeah, there's one big, huge one, a big entity called the Bible.
You can't miss that one.
And there's the New Testament, and then there's the Old Testament.
Bum, and the Kabbalah, bum. Too. The Kabbalah is all, it's amazing what peace, and that's a source right there as well.
Yeah, well, that's lessons of the Old Testament, too. Most of that, the esoteric and mystical writings are part of Old Testament teaching and indoctrination.
And the Barbara Hand Clow.
Palladian Agenda. That book caused a lot of stir in the New Age metaphysical community when it came out from Baron Company. I think it was 1991, 92, maybe a year later. But in that book, she channeled an astrologer from the central sun of the, or the central planet of the Pleiades, Alcyon. And the name of the astrologer that she was channeling was called Satya. And I still pick up that book. I mean, there were appendixes in it that described all of the processes we were going to be going through. And I think it includes like another 10 years worth of information in the appendixes. And the information that was given has been pretty much, if not directly on the money, then in the same confluence of what has transpired and what she said. And this is where what she's doing is she was actually getting the information about, I don't know if you all heard about the photon belt out of the heart of Milky Way.
Mm-hmm.
And the influence when we were in it, when we were out of it, what would occur. It was a huge book. There's a lot of information in it that I still am like, oh, really? I can't tell you how many copies of that book. I once tore the book in half.
Gwen, what's that book again? Can you repeat that?
It's The Palladian Agenda by Barbara Hand Clow, but it was completely channeled. And she was talking about it this year on a television show on Gaia TV. And she said it was one of the most difficult years of her life to channel all that information. And she had absolutely no awareness of what she was writing, when she was writing. And until, you know, she came out of it and or became conscious of the here and now again and began rereading it. And she was doing it a lot, I guess, longhand on legal pads kind of thing. And she actually transferred from the automatic writing with her. And this is an experiment we could all try, too. From working with writing with a pen to actually using the word processor.
You mean
which
typing?
Which is what Diana does, the
right.
Typing. If Diana's still listening, I'd love to have her join that as well. She does it.
Yeah, I was going to open up. I'm going to open up her mic right now, so at least we can have salutes. We're all about building community here, Diana, so, you know. When we're on the same vibe, it's good to have contact.
Well, you know how I found this. Well, my computer's broken, so I just go to the library and I look at Block Talk Radio and write down phone numbers. So I don't even know actually which show you are, but I have your phone number written under ABCD. EFG. That's all I know. So I don't know who you all are, so you're going to have to tell me where I can find you on the internet so I know who I'm talking to.
Great, sure. Everyone's
that
a stranger
a great
until
thing.
They're a friend. Yeah. So, well, on, I guess, Facebook. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So I'm Nicole Tomasini. And you can also find me on the Spirit Therapy NYC page. We have Diane Mallett. She is on Facebook.
Wait. Your last name, you'll have to spell it.
Sure. T is in Tom. O M A S S I N I.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I had to spell it. Okay. That's Spirit Therapy. Okay.
Yeah.
And the website is spirittherapynyc.com.
Right.
It's all one word pushed together. NYC.
Spirit Therapy NYC. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can find me on that link.
And Gwen is Gwendolyn Barry.
Nuh-uh.
No. Gwendolyn Holden Barry. Nuh-uh. Or Daughters of Isis.
Maybe her face was not under her name.
There are so many Gwendolyns on Facebook, you wouldn't believe.
Probably.
So, Daughters of Isis.
Name. Daughters of Isis is the name of your show?
Company. The name of the show is The Consciousness Shift. And we're here.
Okay, now I know which one you are.
Yeah.
The Consciousness Shift. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I can find you all from there. Then you're all regulars on the show.
Yeah, pretty much. Gwen and I do the show every Saturday. And I do a spirit therapy show on Mondays, but you'll see that on my Facebook page, a little scrolling. So, yeah, so it's great that
meet
you.
I'm manifesting a computer right now, so we'll see where it comes from.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Well, we just did that for a friend of ours whose computer broke, and boom, in 6 hours, they raised the money, and now she's got a new computer coming. So it's in the works. In the consciousness.
Yay, that's wonderful. Okay.
Yeah.
And one of you all live down here, huh, in Florida, Gwen?
Yeah, I do. I'm in Lake Worth. I'm just the other side of the intercoastal from Palm Beach.
Oh, you're on the East Coast.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Atlantic side. And a little bit north of you, I think.
Probably, because straight across from me would be Lauderdale.
And I've made the Alligator Alley run quite a few times, so it's a cool run, really.
What's the Alligator
Alley?
You don't?
I don't do the Alligator Alley because, Naples is an hour and a half from me, and then that's where I would be starting to cross. So
yeah.
I already have an hour and a half on the road before I even cross. But I would want to get broke down on Alligator Alley.
I heard all day long. I'm going to just repeat that all day. And I want to get broke down on Alligator Alley.
Good metaphor.
When the weather's bad, the alligators actually come out of their hiding places and lay on the road.
You could say that about every piece of your life.
Right.
That's the best sentence. You'll be driving the car, so your kids will be snapping at you. You can just turn to them and say, I don't want to get broke down on Alligator Alley.
that's
it says everything.
You're going to have to write a song.
Yeah, right. Alligator Alley Blues.
That's it.
Perfect. I was thinking about trying, though, one day, just getting brave enough. But my van's a 2000, so we don't want to overheat it. But on the other side, you're probably not far from Boca Raton. There is a radio station that you can talk on for 8 minutes. Real nice man from Boca Raton who owns a radio station.
I'm about 15 minutes north of Boca.
So if I do make it over there, then I'll just have to let you know. Maybe you can come and have your own radio show, too. Because he's on Facebook. I would have to forge his name, Lederman or something like that.
Yeah, please do.
He works for, what his hobby is to run all these races to help people that have cancer. So So he does a whole lot of getting active out in the community to raise money for cancer. I don't know, you know, what his spiritual life is like, but he has invited people, come on over to my house, to my hut, and we'll pray for an hour. So, you know, you're close.
Wow.
But I will forward you his name when I get on your Facebook, and you can check into that free 8-minute spot on the radio station.
That
sounds like somebody that Alva, Ace's mother, knows, and I can't remember the name.
Well, we'll know soon enough. The community coming together.
Yeah, connecting dots.
Yes. Yeah, what a beautiful thing. You know, I remember a few years ago, the few of us that, you know, were tapped in and tuned into each other and more of what's going on. We were like, well, but where's the rest of them? And who are they? And where are they? And now in the past 2 years, bloop, 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 here they are. It's great.
Well, you know, we've been talking since 1987 about global consciousness, and now we got it.
Yeah, yeah. Takes a minute, but now here we are. It's beautiful. Nice. All right. Well, in the last 4 minutes, any closing thoughts on anything, ladies?
Yeah.
Di,
Gwen? Yeah. Yeah, Diane makes a perfect sense when she says that ultimately we're the tool to use to automatically write. And I did find a flower essence that's absolutely designed for, by nature, automatic writing according to the Findhorn catalog, and that's forget-me-not flowers.
Oh, boy.
Makes sense. Nice. Di?
Yeah, I was just going to reiterate exactly what Gwen said. I mean, the whole purpose of this stuff is, and our journey is to, you know, just take time to do. You can't just say you're going to do it or something, but just really just do it. There's no fear in doing it. Just pick up the pen and just start to write and see what comes out. I think you would be amazed before you're halfway through. And I also think that you should try it with a group of people as well, because what that does is gives you validation.
Right. That's a big one, validation, and recognizing the validation when you do get it. You know, when you write it down and someone else says it and it's on this bus going by, and you know, I mean, that's something like the reoccurring numbers 333-555-777-777-777. You know, so recognizing those, and then it strengthens it. Yeah, Diana, it'd be great. You know, once we get the ball rolling, maybe we could have automatic writings. You know, even a radio show where everybody writes and then shares. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking you had to use your opposite hand that you didn't write on, and that's why it's so hard for me. But I do believe I've done regular automatic writing channeling, because I have a few books ready to publish. I was on the road. I lived on the road for 2.2 years traveling up the west coast of Florida to Mount Shasta, and then ended up back here in Florida. But,
wow.
So I wrote a lot while I was out there, and I'm ready to publish those, but it's all one of these bringing in the financial flow thing.
Nice.
I'm working,
well,
working on that. I'm working on manifesting the new computer and the books.
Wonderful. Well, blessings
well,
to we'll you.
Well, we'll send some blessings and energy in that direction, because that needs to happen.
Yes.
Maybe I'll name my basil plant Diana, because basil brings prosperity and wealth, and it's been nameless for a whole week. So,
all right.
Enough.
All your plants, Diana. I have some things drying now, some sage and some oregano that I'm going to make oils with.
Nice.
Great. Well, thank you, ladies, everyone, for joining, and thank you, everyone, who is listening and will listen in the archives. Thank you for tuning in to the Consciousness Shift. We're always looking for ways to connect with our community, so feel free to contact us in any way. You know all about us now, so it's in the records. So thank you all, and blessings, and we will see you next week.
On the flip.